Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Acts chapter 8, verses 27 through 38. Yesterday, our pastor, Bobby, preached a great sermon from this passage. So I'm reviewing it, and I want to share it with you. So we pick up in verse 27, and it says, "Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah, the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake his chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?'" Now, I want to pause right here. A couple things that are really speaking to me. First of all, Philip was listening. Philip was, you know, while he was engaged, and we're all engaged, right? And hopefully we're loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. I mean, that means we're fully engaged in work and school and our family, and right? We're living all out. But at the same time, we're yielded to Him. We're keeping our mind on heavenly things, you know, as we walk on this earth, right? And as he's yielded, he hears the Spirit speak to him, and he's diligent, and he acts immediately, and he runs with haste and chases him. And it reminds me of, now trust me, many times where I have missed hearing that still small voice, where I'm not keeping my mind on heavenly things, on things above, but instead I'm distracted and forgetting God in my daily activities. And so, but I want to share an example where God did a miracle, and I was listening. And I was at the Capitol. We were taking a break on the House floor, and there was a lady there who I felt like God had just allowed us to connect. And, you know, I didn't know where it would take us or what that meant as far as just trying to be an encouragement in her life. But I knew she was going through a lot. So one day I asked her how she was doing, and I asked if I could pray with her. And she ended up opening up and sharing some things in her life. And as this was going on, I was praying, you know, God, I want to share with her the gospel, what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And not just religious, but what does it mean to follow Jesus? And so I was praying. I was like, and I was just really earnestly praying, God, show me, open up a door if you want me to. If not, help me just to be patient and not do this in my own strength. And so as I'm literally saying, like, amen, she turns to me with her phone and says, "Hey, this text just came in. What does this mean?" And it was a quote from one of my favorite heroes as a child and still today, Jim Elliot, who gave his life reaching a people group, cannibals, in fact, in South America. And the quote said, "He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose." And all of a sudden, it was just the most amazing feeling. I just could not believe it. You know, it's just that moment when you know that you're praying and God hears your prayers. And I turned to her and I was like, I was just glowing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, we got to have lunch. I got to share with you, there's a whole context that you first have to understand what he meant by that quote. And she's like, well, when can we have lunch? And so anyway, it was an amazing opportunity. But my point is, you know, that was one of those examples that I want to pursue and I want to experience over and over and over again, where God, His Spirit speaks and I get to respond, right? Isn't that what we both want? So anyway, let's keep reading. And so Philip ran to him and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. And the place in the scripture where he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent." And so he, speaking of Jesus, a prophecy that foretold the coming of the Messiah. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and asked and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. So this challenges me also yet again. Philip knew the scriptures to be able to answer the question and to be able to guide him through who Jesus was and what this prophecy foretold. And I want to be ready to give an answer, right? I want to stay in the scripture so I'm ready and prepared. And he preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came unto some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart," how much? All your heart, "you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and he baptized him. Isn't that beautiful? Did that get you so excited? So here's my prayer. Father, I just pray that you would just, I pray earnestly that you would use me, use each of us, Father, in your plan. Not because you have to, but thank you that you choose to use us, Father. Help us to keep our mind on heavenly things while we engage, you know, on this earth, and we walk on this earth, and we're living all out. But Father, help us to hear your voice. Help us to get in your word daily and to have our devotions so that we can hear you and that we can be engaged in your desire, your will for us, but that it be done on earth as it is in heaven through us. And so we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes through my podcast, Quick Daily Devotions with Josh Clark, or you can visit my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now go out there and have a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.